This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
41 people, at least 41 people, were shot in Chicago over the weekend. This is as of Sunday night. Four of them had been killed. And at least five of the victims were under the age of 18. So let me put this in perspective. Under the age of 18 in Chicago, you did not have a single Wu Flu death, but you probably had under the age of 18 people get shot and killed. But the Wu Flu, that is the thing that we should be talking about, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I tell you, that Wu Flu is hell on youngsters, especially in Chicago. That is, if Wu Flu is victims of crime, then it's really hell on young folks. Glad you guys are with me. We're just pointing out the obvious here. I talked earlier about the Supreme Court and these mandates. Now, they, by the way, these 18-year-olds and under, they're going to all have mandatory shots at some point, and more of them will die from that than the actual disease itself. Do you think the government cares? They manipulate these statistics, and as I said, we've talked about it. Let's hope the Supreme Court does not go with the New World Order and actually rules these mandates illegal, because they are. Because let me tell you, in the 71st most deadly city in America, Chicago, Illinois, I want to make sure you understand, we pick on Chicago all the time, but understand, it is the 71st most deadly city. Over the weekend, 41 people shot, four of them killed, at least 41 shot, at least four killed, and five of those victims are under the age of 18. That is something we should be investigating. That is something that should be looked into. Because of the 73 million kids 17 and under, I will guarantee you, more of them will be killed by criminals that are allowed to run the streets of these Democrat-controlled urban indoctrination centers than will be killed by the Wu Flu in 10 years. I'll make you another deal. You can bet more kids are killed every weekend in these metropolises than will be killed by the Wu Flu in a year. One weekend than the Wu Flu will kill in a year. But what are we discussing? Mandates. Why? Oh, it'll make the teachers safer. The teachers who don't want to teach. They want you to teach. We've gotten to the point in education where the Supreme Court is ruling on. One of the things is, should religious schools have to get some of that tax money back? But we're ruling on teachers who don't even want to teach. They want you to pay so you can homeschool your own kids. I did it for a year. What did you do? What did you do in the year of Wu Flu? You know, that lost year, the year of Vision 2020? What a year to look back and reflect on where you did absolutely nothing. You can reflect on 2020 and go, man, that was a year we did really nothing. Nothing got accomplished. Manipulating the stats. So here's a clip of Jake Tapper talking to, I think, the governor of Mississippi. Total manipulation. Everything that you are seeing, folks, is a magician saying, I'm going to show you how the trick is done. You remember that the masked magician who would come out and he would show you, here's what they've done. There's a trap room. And he would reveal these secrets to these things that magicians would do. And it drove magicians crazy. Well, this magician's coming out, he's showing you the tricks. And the magicians are going, yep, that's how he did it. Yep, that's how he cheated. That's how we got Biden in. Yep, that's how we're passing this piece of legislation. Yeah, that's how we're doing it. By the way, there's a meme going around that Kissinger said This is how the New World Order will come in. The fake stuff. If you get something that's too good to be true, somebody revealing way too much, you know, at Davos or, oh, there was a eugenics meeting or whatever, forget about it. These guys do this stuff behind, they do their dirty behind closed doors, and then they tell you what they did, but they are never going to reveal who said it, who did it. You got to go really search for that. And if you start searching for it, you'll be killed. You want to know why reporters don't do their jobs these days? Because Obama started it. He said, I will jail you. That's the least of their worries. They will kill you. You investigate too far, you can be killed. Your life can change dramatically. There's a scene in The Bourne Legacy where one of the guys says, who could even understand this technology of what we're doing or would have the fortitude to go after it? He says that. What he's telling you is there's nobody brave enough to tackle this story. And, oh, just for the record, in that movie, the guy who did, the British guy who was trying to reveal the story, he was assassinated. Do you think they make this stuff up? Look, go watch The Bourne Legacy and then come back and talk to me about Wu Flu. We need to do something on the – I'm going to do a thing on The Bourne Legacy just to tell you guys – they're not hiding this stuff from you. They're telling you. Anyway, let's play this clip before we run out of time. Oh, it's too long, isn't it? Yeah, it's too long. So we'll play it in the next segment here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Lots of great things there for you. Prescription drugs. A prescription drug that we take in our family went up to $580 a month. We get it for $60. From my buddy, just go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and look for our perks, Kev Perks, and you'll see it. If you're paying too much for, and this isn't like a good RX or something like that. This isn't like that. Those cards. This is a bona fide, let me get all your medicines together. We will get you on track, and then we will handle getting your discounted rates. That's the way it is. So if you are overpaying for meds, stop doing it. Put that money back in your account. Let me tell you, think of this as a public service announcement. If your meds cost a couple hundred bucks a month, you're going to save $140. It's about $60, unless you're a millionaire, in which case you don't care. But the average person, you're making under a couple hundred grand, you're going to get this stuff cheap. Anyway. Lots of crime going on around the country. The stuff that you see and nobody talks about, like in Chicago, the 71st most deadly city. And then there's the crimes against you. The crime of, I'm going to kill you and you're going to let me. And while I do it, I'm going to make you wear a mask, which will probably kill you. I'm going to make you lock down, which may kill you because of suicides or whatever. But I'm going to kill you one way or the other. Because I'm going to control the population of America and the world. And we're going to talk about a ton of these different things, including more Wu-Flu lies. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you get the virus, please talk to your doctor about the monoclonal
so you're not
antibody
doing anything.
Treatment.
You're not
that is the best
anything.
Way in which to do that. And unfortunately, the Biden administration continues to try to reduce the allocation to red states like Mississippi and Florida of that monoclonal antibody treatment.
Okay, Governor.
It's outrageous.
Governor, if Mississippi were a country, you would have the second worst per capita death toll in the world. And I'm saying, are you going to do anything to try to change that?
Jake, as I mentioned earlier, deaths, unfortunately, are a lagging indicator. Our total number of cases went from 100 to 3,600, and over the last 2 weeks has declined. They've been cut in half from 3,600 to 1,800. When you wanted me to come
you think this is successful, you want to talk about our number
of cases. And then you want to talk about our hospitalizations. Now you want to talk about a lagging indicator, which is sad. And
I'm trying to talk about dead Mississippians is what I'm trying to talk about.
All 9,000 Mississippians that have passed away. But let's put this in perspective, Jake. I mean, the reality is Mississippi accounts for 1% of the U.S. population. We account for 1.1% of the total number of cases in America, and we account for 1.29% of the total number of fatalities in America. And so the reality is the Delta variant is very transmissible, and it is moving around the country. If you want to talk about cases right now, talk about Kentucky or West Virginia or what's happening in North Carolina or moving into Southern Virginia.
I'm asking you about your state, but I'm not going to ask you about West Virginia or Kentucky. I'm going to ask you about your state, and I'm just saying you seem to be very, very activated when it comes to fighting the mandate from the federal government. And I understand the arguments you're making, but what President Biden is trying to do is save lives. Now, you can think it's bad policy or it's unconstitutional, and that's fine. We can have that discussion. We already have. But he's trying to save lives.
Biden is trying to save lives. Not doing such a great job. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Troop suicides are up 15%. Are you guys aware of this? COVID suicides. USA Today, which confirmed the Pentagon's new statistics with congressional and Defense Department sources before they were made public, reported that 580 U.S. troops died by suicide last year. The number was a nearly 80% increase from 504 troops who died by suicide in 2019. They go on. The figure for 2020 is lower, however, than the 543 U.S. troops who reportedly committed suicide in 2018. So how's it? Oh, so they're talking about the year before. So anyway, 580 troops died last year and 504 in 2019 and 543 in 2019. They go on. Alaska has been a site of several suicides, six in the first 5 months. They said the Army spent $200 million in an attempt to improve the quality of life at its bases in the state. So there you go. Look, you can believe what you want to believe about this disease. Jake Tapper with this nonsense of, well, the numbers say this, the numbers say that. It's lies. Here's Hugh Hewitt talking to Fauci about the numbers. And it's a pretty good interview, but listen to what Fauci has to say. And I cut it because he goes on to try to rationalize his feelings like, well, with the data that we had at the time and it made it change this, that, and the other. Let me tell you, my feeling about this Wu flu has not changed very much other than, I mean, I didn't know the level of seriousness of it. And I said that at the very beginning. I said, this is a different one. But I didn't realize the difference was going to be how it was handled. But pretty much from the time that I realized that it was a scam to the present, nothing's changed. In fact, as I dig more into the data, I really see it's nothing but lies. Anyway, here's Fauci being interviewed by Hugh Hewitt, and Hugh makes some amazingly good points.
Doctor, your specialty is medicine and public health. Mine is constitutional law. I've taught it and practiced it for 25 years. And what they are doing is going outside of their lane when they inject the equity discussion into a scientific discussion that leads me to my next question. This is difficult for me, but I want to run down for your benefit. The controversy since the virus started includes the botched testing at the beginning, no research on masks for children in primary care, the J&J pause, the controversy over the use or non-use of ivermectin, and there was no study yet completed. Dr. Collins told me it's not done yet. The no discussion of natural immunity, which exists and ought to be out there. The discussion of herd immunity, which is switched back and forth. The mask discussion at the beginning, don't wear masks, the noble lie, and then wear masks. now equity issues in the FDA panel scientific discussion, I've lost confidence in the CDC and the FDA. And I actually believe a lot of Americans, a significant part of America, now have lost confidence in you, Dr. Fauci. Is there a point where you will say, I do more harm than good because people don't listen to me anymore, and step aside?
No. Absolutely, unequivocally, no, Hugh. Sorry. I mean, I agree with a lot of the things that you've been saying. You come from a different perspective than I do. But I think the thing that gets lost in the discussion and that people need to understand, and I do know that some people don't understand it and don't accept it, even if they, you know, smart people who evaluate it in their own context, is that we have been dealing with an evolving situation.
An evolving situation. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Fauci the fraud. So now we're talking equity in the discussion. Now, Hugh Hewitt lays out some pretty interesting points. Botched testing. The test that they give you didn't tell you for sure if you had it or you didn't have it. So how do you know the real numbers? You don't. You still don't. No research on masks for children. Of course, because they don't need them. It won't help. The change a pause. I don't even know what that meant. Controversy over use of ivermectin. What's the controversy? Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, other potential things that are more natural that don't cost a fortune. Why are we not talking about that? What does this have to do with the change? People were already talking about hydroxychloroquine as a cure, you know, as a preventative. Ivermectin as a cure. Believe it or not, I took Z-Pak, which is supposed to be for viruses, but it wiped it out in seconds. I'm not even exaggerating. It took 2 hours and it was gone. No discussion of natural immunity, which is, of course, the best type of immunity. No discussion of herd immunity. Well, it switches back and forth, as he says. Then we get into mask versus no mask. We know that that's not good for anybody. Now he says we got the equity issue and he's lost confidence. Hugh Hewitt is 100% right to have lost confidence, and so are you. And Fauci should be gone. He should be in prison.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The debt ceiling still a big topic of discussion on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, speaking on the Senate floor, calling out Republicans for not wanting to raise the debt ceiling, which could cause the country to go into a major financial crisis.
Republicans seem intent on seeing the U.S. miss out on its payments for the first time ever. They seem perfectly at ease telling the American people, including our active military, our Social Security recipients, and all those who rely on Medicare, that they are unequivocally the party of default.
Republicans have said Democrats will not go it alone because of all the government spending they are proposing. President Biden visiting a labor union engineering training facility in Michigan, promoting his Build Back Better agenda. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Attorney General Merrick Garland is directing the FBI to address threats of violence against school officials and teachers across the country. Garland and U.S. Attorney's offices wanting to hold meetings with federal, state, and local law enforcement leaders within 30 days to discuss ways to combat what the DOJ described as an increase in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school board members, teachers, and workers in our nation's public schools. Within 24 hours of this order coming down, Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley says he wants answers.
You are attempting to intimidate them. You are attempting to silence them. You are attempting to interfere with their rights as parents and, yes, with their rights as voters. This is wrong. This is dangerous.
A 911 caller in Hayward County, North Carolina, says he's confident he saw Brian Laundrie near the North Carolina-Tennessee border. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I was researching these numbers for Chicago because, you know, I like to give you guys the perspective of the criminality that's happening in this country, the big issues that we have. And for the record, there are bigger issues than even what we're talking about in Chicago. I'll give you an example of something you haven't heard anything about. Joe Biden, his $500,000 tax cheat that nobody's discussing. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had cheated the taxpayers out of $500,000, and particularly put that into the context of what that number would be given his wealth? That would be something like $50 million compared to Joe Biden. What if he had cheated the American public out of $50 million? Do you think that story would be swept under the rug? Joe Biden, who wants your tax dollars, does what he can to not pay his taxes, and it's not even a story. And I could go on. Hunter Biden, I told you, they found evidence that Joe Biden knew about his efforts, that what he was doing with these countries, etc. Not even a peep out of the media. These are huge stories. Conflicts of interest. They speak to all the other things that are going on in this country, the lies that Joe Biden is telling about Wu Flu, and I could go on. The lies of the Democrats. It speaks to everything that we know to be true in our hearts. I don't need algorithms or any stuff that people are talking about for any of these things. I don't need it. I know exactly what's going on. But anyway, while I was researching the typical gun violence that happens in Chicago every weekend and happens in every city across this nation every weekend, the reason why the weekends are important is because people are free to move around. There's more happening on the weekends. That's why we cover it. And in the 71st most deadly city in this country, not the top 10, not the top 20, not the top 50, the number 71, we had 41 people shot, a minimum of that. Four of them killed, five of them under the age of 18. And what are we talking about? Nonsense. Gabby Petito talking about mandates for kids in school, teachers not wanting to teach, and a host of other things. But let me just tell you what was on the site when I went to get this story in the right column. You ready? Number one. Lyons Township High School cancels homecoming dance after car with two guns is found in school parking lot. Now, first of all, I'm curious how they found two guns in a car in the parking lot. Now, school security went by, and there were, you know, rifles sitting in the dry, you know, in the seat of the car, and they were, you know, fully, you know, lots of cartridges and stuff like that. I could understand the hesitancy, you know, say, whoa, 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 what's going on here? But do you stop the school dance, or do you go in and you grab the, find out who the car belongs to, get the kids and say, what's going on here? Do an investigation. For the record, when I was growing up, you want to know how many guns they would have found in cars at our school dance in Brady, Texas? Where I think we had 80 kids graduate. I don't know the number. It wasn't that many. But whatever the number, let me tell you this. You'd be hard pressed not to find a gun in a car. I had my rifle, maybe two, in my car behind the seats. I can tell you practically every one of my buddies had a weapon of some sort. Not a single school shooting. Now, times are different, but anyway, that was the first thing that was in the column. Here's the next one. One man dead, two wounded in Gold Coast shooting. I don't know what Gold Coast is. Probably a strip bar, strip joint. CBS Chicago special report. Why I carjack. Teen tells all. You ready for the next one? Man shot, critically wounded in Norwood Park after carjacker demands keys to Range Rover at gunpoint. Victim refuses. Yeah? As much as I don't want people to get shot, I can tell you this. Here, take the car. There's nothing in that car that isn't replaceable. Oh, is it a hassle? Absolutely. It's not worth getting shot over. Pritzker, this is the governor of Illinois, big, fat billionaire, unveils first round of back-to-business recovery grants. See, this is the payoff for them shutting down the economy. Now he wants to come off as, I'm the savior of the economy. So now the government is going to give you back the money that they took from you. The $6 trillion stolen from everybody else is going to go to help people recover what they'd already been paying taxes on. Next one. This is a sad story. Illinois State Police Trooper Gerald Mason dead after being found shot in his SUV on Dan Ryan Expressway. Anybody want to make a bet that this guy was targeted? I'm just giving you the side view of what comes up when you pull up the 71st most dangerous city. You're researching. This is what I type in. Chicago weekend violence. Whatever comes up. I'm at the chicago.cbslocal.com so you can understand where you can go see any of the stuff I'm talking about. And on the right, these are the what they call the most viewed stories. So Gerald Mason, black cop, a black Illinois state trooper, was shot dead in his SUV on the Dan Ryan Expressway. And I don't think it was suicide. And oh, by the way, I don't think it was other cops saying, ooh, let's go hunt down and kill that black Illinois trooper. I'm going to bet you it was somebody who didn't want to defend the police. Okay, here's another one. Cook County announces new $75 million rental assistance program as eviction moratorium set to end on Sunday. Here's the next one. Two men carjack customer at gunpoint at Downers Grove gas station, but give up and leave car behind when it can't start, when they can't start it. Hey, there's a good reason to make sure your car is a hoopty and it isn't going to run right. Women dead after SUV is hit by a car from which someone was firing, you're going to love this, a gun in North Center. And then finally, which is what I already reported on, at least four people killed and 37 wounded in Chicago gun violence. And that number went up. Whenever you see these stories, by the way, it will say at least this many killed or wounded, or at least this many killed. It will not tell you this is the number because they can't. They can't even tell you through the week because of those number that get wounded, the 41 in this case that are wounded, they don't know how many of them are going to die. Let me ask you, do you think that the media is ever going to follow up on the stories of violence that happen week in and week out, day in and day out in these cities? You think they're going to tell you those tragic stories about the kid who was accidentally killed, who truly was a gifted kid, played the cello, was accepted to Juilliard or whatever? Do you think they're going to circle back on that? Or do you think they're going to keep talking about gun violence, gun violence, gun violence? It's amazing to me. And then they give you the ways in which they're killed, which is fascinating. You know, I wish they would even document this and say, guy and a girl walking down the street, drive-by shooting. Guy standing on the corner waiting for a bus, gets shot. Guy was riding a bicycle, gets shot. And then tell us what happens. Why are they getting shot? Gang initiation. A beef between gangs or whatever. Give us the scoop. Give us the real data. Dig into that. They're never going to dig into it any more than they're going to dig into the Wu Flu data. Where did it actually come from? How many people were actually, you know, affected or impacted by this? Truly, how many people actually died from it with no comorbidities? How many died from it versus the flu? There are so many questions circulating around all this stuff that will never be answered because these investigative reporters are no longer investigative reporters. They're investigative narrative setters. And all the polling that gets done is merely to determine what can we say to you and you're willing to accept. What might cause you to decide, you know what, it's time for a Boston Tea Party. I don't have the answers. I know this. I'm at my end. There was a store I went into the other day. It said, before entering this building, you must wear a mask. I walked right in. No mask. And you know what I saw when I got in there? Two of the guys behind the counter weren't wearing masks, and another guy had his below his nose. But it said a sign. You must wear the mask. Now, I don't know whether this business owner was saying, hey, look, we're going to try to look good to the public. But I ignored it. I ignore it everywhere I go. I will not repeat. You are not going to put the New World Order mark of the beast in my body. Not knowingly. And I will tell you, be careful getting your flu shots or whatever else, because there is no limit to what this government or any other government, except maybe Sweden, is willing to do to make you take the death toll.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2860.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I am floored at times by the left, how brazen they can be, how in your face they are. Self-righteous to a point of obnoxiousness. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Look, I've been many things in my life. I've been an egomaniac. I've been a lot of stuff. But I've never been a leftist. Never to that degree. The level that you have to be able to sink, to the level that you have to not care about a human being to be a leftist, to just see them as disposable, is unbelievable. I've done things to people that I regret, wish I could go back and undo. I carry it with me. I don't, it's not like it's, oh, I'm not crazy, you know, in the sense that it's driving me nuts. But if I were to see the person that I hurt, I would be like, hey, you know what? I'm really sorry about that. Leftists couldn't care less about you. They hurt you yesterday. It doesn't matter. They hurt you 10 years ago or they hurt you this moment. They are never going to feel regret or apologize. It's not in their nature. Fauci said on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan that he didn't know if we'd be able to get together for Christmas. This funky little disease that and this information spewed by this little toad, Fauci, and he's telling you what you can do with your personal life for celebrate. You can. I don't know. The jury's still out on Christmas. It isn't for me. And I'll tell you something else. Whether you get together with family or you celebrate Christmas by yourself, nothing is going to interfere with Christmas. He doesn't even realize how stupid that comment is on two levels. You're not going to impact Christmas because the metaphor of Christmas is bigger than anything that little troll can say. And secondarily, you're not going to interfere with it because if I want to see my family on Christmas, there is nothing that will stop it. But he wasn't finished. Here's what the left has been saying, and Fauci says it often. There comes a time when you do have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision for the greater good of society. That is a direct quote. Well, let me tell you. You'd make that decision every single day when you decide you're going to donate to charity, help out some charitable organization, do something for somebody, pick up a piece of litter, drive the speed limit, turn off a light in your home. You do that every single day. But you know the difference between what you do and what Fauci says? You're not mandated. I can pay for electricity, but I still turn off lights. I could leave every light on in my house from now to the day I die, and I can afford it. But you know what I do? I conserve. I choose to conserve. I don't have a smart meter that tells me you're going to conserve, Kevin Jackson. But that's what the left wants. They want to be able to tell you how much electricity you can use, when you can use it. Who determines when it's for the greater good? And what about all the greater good choices I've made? Are we going to have what they call it in China, an index where you measure how good you are versus somebody else? I would love to put that meter on me or us as we as conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I got to get that in. I would love to put a meter that says how good are you in comparison to your leftist counterpart. When I was an engineer, we had a sign up that used to say, are you more productive today than your counterpart in Japan? This is when Japan was kicking our butt. Every one of the engineers, we had that on our cubicles. Because people wanted to know. Are you more productive? Well, are you? Are you more productive than your counterpart on the left? Let me answer for you. Yes, by a million times. These people are worthless. Globalist. They don't understand the basic tenets of being an American, that yes, you can ask me to sacrifice, but I'll be doggone if you're going to tell me. There is no government mandate that's going to make me imprison, self-imposed prison, self-imposed exile, or anything else. I'm going to live the life that I have to the fullest. And I'll be doggone if you're going to tell me, well, you could potentially be giving me a disease. Well, so could you. And it has nothing to do with Wu flu. It has to do with anything else that's out there. I could potentially run you over in my car. You know what we got to stop potentially doing with this government? It's potentially letting them think that we don't care, that we're not going to act. We will act. Our act of defiance will be at the voter's booth, and if you continue to cheat, it will escalate. That's what's going to happen. It is the inevitability of this. I cannot tell you how many clandestine meetings I know that are going on day to day in this country. I know of dozens. Dozens. Hundreds, sometimes thousands of people getting together saying, I'm not doing this mandate. Companies, United Airlines, you know, whatever. If a company issues a mandate, immediately the people that say, I'm not getting that vaccination, they get together, they huddle, private meetings, and they say, here's what's going on. Attorneys all across this country are getting ready to wage lawsuits. I talked earlier in the broadcast. The Supreme Court is going to hear this on mask mandates. They're going to give a ruling on this. You better hope the Supreme Court is not corrupt, because I would trust them right now. The amazing effort of globalist folks, medical and political establishment, despite their efforts, the word is leaking out. Some believe that millions have died from this vaccine, which are not actually vaccines, but instead experimental mRNA gene therapy that would be banned if they told you the truth about it. Unprecedented genocide, sanctioned by the government. You have no recourse. This guy wrote an article. He says, VAERS data from the American CDC shows it as of August 26, 2021, already 500,000 people suffered severe side effects, including stroke, heart failure, blood clots, brain disorders, convulsions, seizures, inflammation of the brain and spinal cord, life-threatening allergic reactions, autoimmune diseases, arthritis, miscarriage, infertility, rapid onset muscle weakness, deafness, blindness, narcolepsy, and cataplexy. This is from the CDC. 500,000 people have suffered those things. This is what they're willing to tell you. Can you imagine what the data is when you know the doctors aren't reporting it? They estimate it is at least an order of magnitude higher. They go on. Besides the astronomical number of severe side effects, the CDC reports that approximately 16,000 people died as a result of receiving the experimental injections. But according to a CDC whistleblower who signed a sworn affidavit, he says the actual number of deaths is at least five times that number. This is what CDC healthcare fraud detection expert Jane Doe officially stated in a sworn affidavit. She said this: I have over the last 25 years, developed over 100 distinct healthcare fraud detection algorithms, both in public and private sector. When the COVID-19 vaccine clearly became associated with patient death and harm, I was inclined to investigate the matter. It is my professional estimate that the VAERS database, while extremely useful, is underreported by a conservative factor of at least five, and have assessed that the deaths occurring within 3 days of vaccination are higher than those reported in VAERS by a factor of at least five. CDC is vastly underreporting other adverse events like severe allergic reactions. They call it anaphylaxis. The Informed Consent Action Network reported that a study showed that the actual number of anaphylaxis is 50 to 120 times higher than that claimed by the CDC. On top of that, a researcher took a close look at the VAERS database, tried looking up specific case IDs. He found countless examples where the original death records were deleted, and in some cases, the numbers have been switched for milder reactions. Here's what he says. What the analysis of the case numbers is telling us right now is that there are approximately 150,000 cases that are missing that were there, that are no longer there. The question is, are they all deaths? I could go on, folks. We're going to publish part of this article, and you can read this for yourselves with references. This is the biggest scam in America and world history, and the consequences of it are dire, frightening, in fact. For the people who've gotten vaccinated, I feel so sorry for them. If you did, it's okay. But I just feel sorry for you because you don't know what the future holds.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.